teams of volunteers in Ukraine are helping to rebuild homes damaged during the Russian invasion that started in February. Shelling from artillery, aerial bombardment, and machine gun fire wrecked many homes and buildings, but volunteers in some areas are using material taken from destroyed homes to rebuild ones needing repair. Maria Metla is 66 years old. Bombing destroyed her home in Novoselica, a village 140 kilometers north of Kyiv, the capital. While standing in her destroyed home, Metla described her experience. She said, "We took what we could to the basement. Five bombs, one, two, three, four, five, exploded in the field behind us." Metla keeps a burned exercise bicycle and a religious icon of St. Nicholas to remind her of her life before the war. Now Metla is depending on her neighbors for a place to live this winter. Most mornings, volunteers arrive at her destroyed home to take away material they can use for rebuilding. This salvaged material includes things like bricks, metal taken from kitchen machines, and pieces of insulation panels. The volunteers are rebuilding homes along the perimeter where Russia attempted to surround and capture Kyiv. Last month, Ukraine's officials said that the country had suffered more than $100 billion in damage to its roads, bridges, and important structures. This amount is equal to two-thirds of Ukraine's 2020 gross domestic product, a measure of the size of a country's economy. But some observers estimate that the reconstruction effort could cost more than seven times that amount. Ukrainian officials are asking Western countries to give them property seized from Russia in addition to what they are willing to donate. Novoselica is a village filled with fruit trees, sunflowers, and gardens with chickens, but container homes from Poland are being set up near the village. The huge amount of damage has created many local rebuilding projects. Andriy Galyuga is a local volunteer organizer. He said that people do not want to leave even if their home is destroyed. He said, "In many other countries, if your home is destroyed, you might put up a for sale sign and move to another town. It's not like that here. People are very attached to where they are from, and they don't want to leave." Galyuga's organization, Bomozhemo, is in contact with similar efforts that have started in many places near the Ukrainian capital. At one smashed home, Galyuga quickly goes inside to direct a team of 25 volunteers. They are gathering salvaged cinder blocks. Then they take away other building materials using special tools. Children and retired women help the effort. The worried homeowner, Zhanna Danieva, watches their work. Danieva makes food for the workers, many of whom have also lost their homes. Danieva looks thin and is staying with a friend, but she visits her home daily to take care of her garden. She carried trays of drinks and sandwiches on the day the volunteers came to visit. Danieva said, "I am so grateful to them. People around me have helped so much." As she tells about her escape from the bombardment, Danieva starts crying. Her homeless neighbor, Metla, hugs Danieva. Danieva said she hopes she can stay on her property, possibly in a simple shelter. She said, "I don't know what will happen to us. Winter will be here soon. I just worry all the time. I'm Dan Friedel.